Good morning. My name is Noel Yapo, and as Pastor Day is not here today, it is actually my privilege and pleasure to be here with you today to share God's message. Mostly, these are things that I've read, and a few things about myself I'm able to share. I also like to mention that Dylan is here, my youngest daughter, and it's the first time that she's been able to hear me up front. And she was adamant that I don't share any unauthorized pictures or stories as I've been known to do before. I'm also thankful for the presence of families and friends who have come. And Rena's been telling people that I'm speaking, so I guess no pressure on me. But my wish is, and my hope is that the Holy Spirit will be able to use some of these things that I'll be sharing with you as we try to solve the puzzle that is 2019. And that title is really contrived because I love puzzles. And I've incorporated three different puzzles in this message, and I'm hoping to tie it into what I'm going to say. So, without further ado, let us proceed to that. So, if you know the answers, don't chat it out yet, so not to spoil for others. So the first type of puzzle that I kind of like are these complete the series puzzles. I'll start off with two simple ones first. You know, E, G, I, K, and then what's the next one? So that'll be M, because it's, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, A. That's the this one, if you like numbers instead of letters. So this is a popular series, and people in university, and my daughter Joelle is now taking up coding, and so I'm so excited because I do coding for a living, and so now I can teach her. And, with series like these, you need to do like for loops, and you figure out that the answer to that is 5. It's called the Fibonacci series. You add the first two, or the previous two, and you come up with the next. I'm afraid that people are not getting it, so I'm not getting nervous. You are getting this, right? Okay. But this is the question that I wanted to ask. What's the next letter in the series? MMLA. Right, so that is my first question. And my Bitmoji says the answer is evident to the wise. Okay? My kids tell me that my Bitmoji really looks like me, so okay, better put that in there. Maybe you like vocabulary type of questions. Like in English, you can do a word can have this characteristic where you take off a letter and it's still a valid English word. So, for example, fact is a word like that because fact, you can remove the first letter, it becomes act. You remove the middle letter, it becomes act, right? So in English, you can do something like that. But my question is, what is a common nine-letter English word that has this characteristic, where you can remove a letter, and it will still be an English word, down to the last letter, right? And my Bitmoji says, the answer, when you get it, is startling. All right. For the last one, maybe you like spatial types of puzzles. I like Tetris when Tetris was out. I kept on playing that. So here is a simple example. Draw 5 straight lines without lifting your pen to cover all the dots. So that's, we'll do this together. 1, 2, 5. And by the way, that's not my cell phone password, okay? how do you do it using 4 straight lines without lifting your pen? Right, so, you've probably seen this before, and this is, this is some type of thing where people show you how to think out of the box. So that's the first line, that's the second line, that's the third line, and that's the fourth line, right? So So you've covered all the nine dots without lifting your pen. But my question is, how do you do it using three straight lines without lifting your pen? Okay? And don't worry, I will give out the answers before this is finished. I'm holding it on to suspense, so at least you're listening to me. All right. So those are the, and you know, my Bitmoji says, the answer to this question is out of this world. Okay. So let's proceed. Today is December the 30th. And just a couple more days till New Year, and it's you know, the time of the year where we come up with our New Year's resolutions, right? So I know 2019 is going to be exciting for at least three couples that I know, you know, Kevin and Laura, Mike and Carla, and Maureen and James over there too. And thanks for coming, guys. So, you know, it's New Year's resolution, and you know, my annual favorites are, of course, you know, eat better and exercise more, right? So, and you know, these two common resolutions, probably even in North America, they're kind of like the default letters in Wheel of Fortune. You know, in the bonus round, they give you the like default letters R, S, D, L, N, and B. Like this is Wheel of Fortune, right? And then after which the contestant will now pick their own three consonants and then another vowel, right? So they look at the puzzle and then they, you know, you try to come up with other letters to try to solve that puzzle. So maybe this board represents the challenge that we face in 2019, right? And you know, the default ones would be, you know, eat better and exercise more. But what differentiates us from other, you know, contestants, from other people? What extra resolutions are we going to pick as Christians? You know, what are we trying to resolution in our lives? So, I'm going to talk about these... Wait a minute, maybe you're thinking, Noel, what about those two answers to those last two things? If you have attention to detail to that. So the answers are, so you're not kind of caught up. It's bundle up and victory dance, okay? In case you were paying attention to that. So now we can proceed. If you're probably thinking, well, you know, you choose eat better because we realize that we're not eating better. I'm eating too much, you know, salt, maybe too much sugar, too much carbs. You realize that there's an issue there. We exercise more because we figure out, you know, we're not taking care of our bodies. So the key there is that we perceive an issue, right? And then when we perceive an issue, we can go with a resolution. So you're probably thinking, Noel, I already know what, you know, where you're going with this. These resolutions that I'm going to talk about are about my spiritual health. And of course, you're not wrong. This is a Sunday message after all. Right? But you might be also thinking that, you know, it's not for me, Noel, it's not for me. I'm one of the good guys. Right? And if you ask me, on most days, I'd be probably thinking the same. I'm thinking I'm not such a bad person after all. I don't go out of my way to harm people. I pay my taxes. I follow the rules, at least when they make sense, right? So, you know, I don't think like I'm a sinner, or at least a sinner of significance. I'm one of the good guys, just like you. But when I was researching for this message, I borrowed a DVD. It was called Jesus Factor Fiction. It was kind of like old school. I played it, and I found it kind of boring. Actually, the presentation was kind of boring. But when the section of Dr. Alan Scholes came up, he's a professor of systematic theology, he was talking about sin. And what he said in his segment has started to cause a paradigm shift in the way I'm thinking of sin. Because, you know, I had an underdeveloped concept of sin was, and, you know, as a younger person, I would think, you know, sin is basically, if I don't break the rules, then I'm fine, right? Like, I just follow the rules and I'm okay. Now, Dr. Schultz talked about how God has a unique and beautiful purpose for our lives. And, I'm going to go through some verses that illustrate that. There's an article by Rachel Lehner, 20 verses about God's plan for your welfare, future, and hope, which I took from the internet. The banner verse for that is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope," from Jeremiah 29:11. So that is the typical verse, and, you know, there's 20 verses, I'm not going to go through the 20, but, you know, the Lord will provide for you with the help of the Holy Spirit, so you're never alone. So that's the verse. I can't read it from here, and I didn't put it in my notes. So, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sent in my name, he will teach you all the things and bring you to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Sorry, it's kind of hard for me to read it, but I think you get the point that God has a plan for you. You know, each one of us was created for a purpose. Now, you know, and this is not new. Like, I've heard this before. But I've never really given thought much. You know, I haven't really kind of embraced it as much. I only thought, you know, when I think of this verse, you know, I only think that this verse applies whenever there's significant moments in my life. Kind of like, you know, what career am I going to do? Am I going to move? Am I going to buy this house? It kind of seemed that verse only applied to me when I had significant moments. Not that God had a moment-to-moment plan in my life. You know, if God kept a planner or a calendar app, which of course he doesn't because he's God, he doesn't need a planner. But if you did, if you get to look at it, I'm pretty sure it's not just entries on the Sunday or on significant day. It would be filled up with his plans for me and for you every moment. There is a plan. And if you consider that, then, you know, the biblical meaning of sin, which I just found out, is the act or state of missing the mark, falling short of the goal. So if you think of it that, it makes more sense. If you were trying to follow a path, and if you're missing that, then that's sin. And so sin becomes the distance that I've fallen short from where I am to what God's goal was for me. And this is kind of like a target, right? And, you know, as it turns out, I guess one of the biggest, you know, one of the main sins that I have is I don't recognize that there is a moment-by-moment plan that God has for me. And that means that if I consider this, that there is a moment-by-moment plan for me, you know, I just got a Fitbit for my birthday. Again, this is for my good health thing, and every hour it beeps to remind me that there, you know, I have, you know, 20 more steps. Well, I mean, 200 more steps to do to get my 250 steps. You know, every hour it beeps, and, you know, every hour there's a plan that God has for you, right? And then, you know, sin becomes not breaking rules, but sin becomes things that I do that deviates from God's plan, or maybe I just sit down where I am and not progress with God's plan. So it's like this labyrinth game. Have you seen this labyrinth game where there's a marble and there's a path there and there's knobs? So one knob goes forward and back, the other knob goes left and right. And you need to maneuver this marble across the path, and you're trying to avoid the holes. Right? So this could be a parallel to what God's plan is for us, right? You know, if you think of that path as God's plan, and we are the marble, so our lives could be like this. And maybe we're not aware of the plan, and we're just moving along, and maybe we fall into the hole and just like being inside that box. Or we know that there's a path, we recognize that there's a path, and we try our best to stay on the path, but we fall into the holes, and we try again. Or, you know, we go into the path and we see, oh, the future ones look really hard. I'm just going to stay in this corner, in this safe corner. I don't want to fall into the hole, but I'm just going to stay in this corner and watch Netflix all day, right? So the thing with this is that what's God's plan is really he wants to take hold of your hand, and he's the one who will tilt this board for you, and all you need to do is let God take hold of your hand and do it for you, and not try to do it yourself. If we do it ourselves, then we fall in the holes. I mean, this is where the analogy, you know, if you push the metaphor too far, it breaks down, right? You can't solve it yourself. So this is what happens if we don't let God take control. So as Christians, you know, we should be more, what's God's plan for me, rather than falling into the holes focus. Like, we should focus on the plan, not on falling into the holes. So in 2019, you know, I don't presume to know what type of puzzle 2019 is for you, as each one of us will have different challenges. But if we are to solve 2019, then as Christians, we need to follow the path that God has for us. And I have three answers to help us allow God to have more control over our lives. So, the first answer is the Bible. Right? So before we proceed, let's go back to that first puzzle. Right? So with the Bible clue in mind, then the answer is J. Matthew, Mark. I'm sorry I kind of tricked you with the first two to send you off to another trail, but the answer is the Bible. The Bible is God's story. The Bible tells the story of how good defeats evil, right? And we need to, you know, it's not just something that we kind of have as a story apart from us. We need to remember that God's plan for us is part of that story, right? It's not something distant. The second one, the answer is right in front of you. So let's go back to that second thing. And my Bitmoji says, the answer when you find it is startling. And the answer is startling. Starting is that nine-letter word. So you go startling, starting, staring, string, sting, sing, sin, and then finally lie. Right? So the answer is right in front of you. As we follow God's plan in our lives, then we become models for others. 3 years ago, I was part of the play from Audience of One. And what I'm really trying to go on with here is, you know, before, when I was trying to share or think about sharing Christianity, I thought of it as, you know, if I watch a good movie and I meet my friends, then it's easy for me to say, hey, have you seen this movie? This is really good. Right? So I'm thinking, you know, if I could share a movie, then I'm sure that I could share Christianity, right? But I thought of a kind of like a better way to illustrate that, and this is that Christianity is like an awesome play with a super awesome director, right? And that I am an actor in that play. So like 3 years ago, like I said, I was part of an Audience of One play, and because of that, it's easy for me to invite people. Hey, you want to watch a play? I'm actually part of it. And, you know, as people watch this play and see how it transforms other people, and I'm talking about Christianity, then they would also want to be part of this play. And I think that's a better illustration than, you know, just watching a movie and then you're just enjoying it, sitting, doing that. And so being part of a play, it has this part that means you're working and you're not just sitting, you're participating. You have to do work in order to be part of this, to be a Christian. And so, you know, the answer is right in front of you. You need to be able to make that change. And so finally, the third answer is, we are not of this world. We are not of this world. So let's go back to that third question. How do I do it using three straight lines without lifting your pen to cover all the dots? All right, and maybe you start to groan now. The first line is from north to south. It's a straight line. My second line is from south to north, and then my third line. So three straight lines covering all nine dots. You might be thinking, oh, you cheated us, Noel. That's really bad. Okay, so the answer is we are not of this world. So this is from Ephesians 1, 3 to 8. Okay, I'm going to try to read it. Praise be. Oh, yeah, that's probably easier. Thank you. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And then, the next one is from 11 to 14. In him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. So that was quite a handful. But Michelle Anthony, in her book Spiritual Parenting, she personalized these verses into... Oh, sorry. Let me just go back there. into this, you know. She said, "My name is Michelle Anthony. I am the chosen and adopted daughter of the Most High King. I'm the heir and eternal to an eternal inheritance waiting for me in heaven. I have been bought and completely paid for by the perfect sacrifice of Christ's own blood, and am sealed throughout all eternity by God's Holy Spirit. Don't mess with me." So if we remember that we are adopted sons and daughters of the Most High King and God, then don't mess with me, right? Like, don't. I have privilege here. I have been adopted. And so we boldly go out. So to summarize, and you know, I know I like puzzles, and we do this. We, you know, if you look at the labyrinth thing, then my hope is that when you see this thing, you remember that there's God's path. Now, I don't, you know, it's not my intention to trivialize or make light of issues that we might face in 2019, right? Like, of course, as we face them, they would be very real, very painful, hurtful, could be present, and confusing. And God does not always answer the way we expect or understand. But we need to trust Him. We need to let Him hold our hands and guide the knobs as we try to follow God's path. Right? So, so we should remember that as a child of God, there is a moment-by-moment plan for me. As you look at your calendars, as you look at your planners, remember there, God has His own planner for you. And I don't know what that contains, you know, but, you know, you might think 10% of that is probably giving, 1/7 of that is probably resting. But 100% of it is follow me. Right? 100% of it is follow me. So to solve 2019, I must allow God to have full control of my life. And I can encourage this by reading and contemplating on God's big story. And I'm part of this big story. That I'm participating in His plan. I'm an actor in the play. I'm not just watching this. I'm part of this big thing where good defeats evil, right? And knowing that I'm an adopted child and heir of God, not this world. So let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for 2018 and just look forward to 2019 and all the things that it may bring us. Thank You, Lord, that You have given Jesus Christ to us as our Savior. And as we face 2019, help us to remember that we are part of Your story. We are actors in this story of Yours, and that You have adopted us to be heirs and to be Your sons and daughters. And we just ask that You give us strength, help us to allow You to control more of our lives, and in fact to control our whole life, O Lord. And this we pray in Jesus' name.